James 5, verses 7 through 20. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Be patient, therefore, brother, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and later rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy, which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which covereth the sinner from the error of his ways shall save his soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Thank you, Brother Rodney, for that reading from James. Thank you for following along. Appreciate that so very much. The sermon this morning is a request. And I was just reading at the end of James, and I noticed there are some concepts here that would fit ideally in the sermon topic of how brothers and sisters should be toward each other. And so I pulled the concepts, and that's why James 5, 7 through 20, even though the passage doesn't say in James a very practical book as far as the Christian is concerned, it doesn't say, now let me tell you about how brothers and sisters ought to be with each other. But the concepts are there. A good brother and or sister is more than just a family member. Siblings have the opportunity to influence the lives of their brothers and sisters, to act as a positive role model for Jesus Christ, and really to become a good support system in times of need, as we need things growing up in this life. The influence from a good brother or sister affects younger siblings' social and emotional development, and also provides a guideline to how to be with, how do we act in school, and how do we build relationships with other people. And those things are very important in the accumulation of friends. But most importantly, the influence of a brother or sister affects a young sibling's spiritual development and also reinforces the pattern of how we're to behave in this world to demonstrate that we love Jesus Christ and we desire to serve Him in everything. A good brother or sister is closer than a friend. Although friends may change over time, a good brother or good sister is kind of there for the long haul, because they have to be, or they're stuck in that situation, you might think. Family members have a unique, special bond with each other that differs from the bonds that normal friends have. Typically also having a deeper knowledge of each other, a deeper understanding of each other, because they live in the same house growing up. This deeper knowledge is gained from years of living together as well as having shared this history. A brother can offer the same kind of companionship as a friend can, but he isn't likely to move on to a new social situation whereas a friend might do that. As a child grows into middle childhood and adolescence, having a positive relationship with his older brothers and sisters has been shown to increase the likelihood that the younger brother or sister will have healthy feelings of self-worth and fewer signs of unhappiness in their lives. Positive relationships between brothers and sisters can influence every stage of life, from childhood, adolescence, and on into adulthood. Older siblings often become role models for their younger brothers and sisters, and they help protect them as they care for them when their parents are at work or are otherwise occupied with some duty of life. And that's important. Because siblings tend to spend a lot of time together, it's very important to understand the roles of older children and how they can affect younger brothers and sisters. Using our lesson text as a guide, let's consider how siblings in the family can be good brothers and sisters. In the first place, be patient with one another. That's something you need to learn in the home, and that's something that you need to carry with you in life. You need to be patient with your brothers and sisters. You need to be patient with other people, but you learn it by being patient with your brothers and sisters. In verses 7 and 8 of James 5, therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until he gets the early and late rains. You too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. See the admonition to be patient, and that can apply to brothers and sisters. Your brother or your sister is not a carbon copy of you. They don't think like you. They don't talk like you. They're an individual. And because individuals grow up with differences, it's important for us to be patient with one another. They won't always agree with you. They won't always agree with your opinions. But be patient and avoid arguments by being patient. One thing that can help us do that is to be a good listener. Perhaps the easiest and most direct way of being a good brother or sister is to take the time to ask your brother and sister how their day went, what's going on in their lives, what are they thinking about today, what are they listening to today, and listen to what they have to say. Often younger and brothers and sisters want to be acknowledged, and they want to be listened to by the ones that they look up to in life. Be an active listener in your conversations with your brothers and your sisters, whether it's a brief check-in talk or whether it's a sit-down heart-to-heart about something more important. Treat the conversation as a learning opportunity. Learn from it. Grow from it, where you get to know your brother and sister better, and have a meaningful discussion and a meaningful relationship. Focus your attention on your brothers and sisters when you're talking to them. Let them speak without interruption. Let them express themselves and listen carefully to what they have to say. Acknowledge what they told you and respond thoughtfully to them without harshness and without judgment. This will keep the conversation open, and it will help them learn to confide in you more often. And we need to confide in one another among those we love, don't we? Help with homework and other responsibilities. One of the kinder things that you can do as a brother and sister is to offer a helping hand with homework or with other school work or even with chores around the house. Be a helpful person. If your brother or sister is struggling with a math assignment, help out. Sit down. Help them work through the assignment. Help them overcome something. They'll learn to depend on you. They'll learn to appreciate you as a helpful person That's what you want to be in life. You want to help other people. Focus on practical ways to help. A helping hand may aid them in getting a project done on time. You can offer to complete some chores for them. If their time schedule is disrupted by something that they're working on with great dedication and great seriousness, help them complete the chores around the house or split them if they're working on a tight deadline at school. Attend your brother and sister's special events. Make an effort to be in the audience for support. And always remember the admonition. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. That's good advice for people generally, but it applies in the family situation as well. Secondly, guard your words very carefully. In James 5, verse 9, do not complain, brethren, is what James says here, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. The family setting is the place where you learn to control what you say and how you say it. That should be the place to learn it. You don't want to get out in the world and start having relationships with people in the workplace and realize that you never really learned how to control your tongue, and it's gotten you in a lot of trouble. And it will very quickly. So learn to control what you say, when you say it, and learn to control what you do not say. You don't say everything that pops into your head. You learn that that's not the way that you come up with what you need to say. You pop off to the wrong person, you might get a bloody nose out in the world. You don't need to do that. You need to learn this in the home. That's the place where you learn from your mistakes so that you won't make them again. If your brothers and sisters can't control their words in the home, they will not be able to do so out in the world. And they will not be able to do so among their brethren in the church. And it'll cause problems. No family can be happy if each of the family members call each other names and point out each other's faults all the time. When brothers and sisters love each other, they think of nice things to say. And they think of things to say that will make the other person happy. When difficulties come, there's nothing like talking it over, talking it out. That helps. There's nothing that will take the place of being fair. There is nothing that will take the place of being an understanding person, reasoning person, seeing the other person's point of view, and even being a forgiving person. But you must be able to talk about it. And you learn this in the home. You can also support your brothers and sisters, and some are very good at this, by offering advice. But be careful about offering your advice. Offer it when they ask for it, and only after you have listened to what they have to say. This will show that you have empathy for them, and it will show them that you want to be supported. In Colossians 4 and verse 6, the Bible says this, let your speech always be with grace. Learn that in the home, and you will be a success in the world. Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. The great place to learn that is in the home. Because your mistakes are not put up on the bulletin board and remain there for years and years. Your mistakes are worked through, forgotten about, and as your maturity grows, and you become a mature person. Guard your words carefully. Good advice for everybody, isn't it? Number 3, be a good example to follow. In James 5, verse 10, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. In order to be a good example, you have to follow a good example. And what better example than to follow the example of Jesus Christ? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right. For I am, the Lord said to his disciples. If then the Lord and the teacher washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you should do as I did unto you. The Lord served as a very excellent example there, didn't he? In 1 Peter 2, and verse 21, you've been called for this purpose, Peter said, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. So follow in his steps in things that are good. Follow in his steps in things that you might have to suffer for as well. One of the most positive ways a person can affect his brother or sister is by being a positive and good role model. In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12, Paul told young Timothy this, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. A very excellent advice for everyone, isn't it? Great advice for brothers and sisters. Setting a good example for brothers and sisters can help younger brothers and sisters better navigate the social landscape that they are around as they grow up, the social decisions they must make. It can help them improve performance in school or make a good family relationship and good relationship choices. A good example helps them to succeed in life. Brothers and sisters are younger ones are likely to model the study habits of older brothers and sisters just merely by their good example. Being able to connect with a group of good friends can set a good example for your brothers and sisters in teaching them to select friends that will be good for them and not bad for them. It will help them to learn social behavior with other people when you are a good role model. You can be a good role model by doing very well in your studies. And that will encourage them to do good on their homework and other projects. Following through on your commitments, especially the responsibilities that you have around the house, the chores that you do, or the sports practice. Whatever your responsibilities are, be a good example in following those and diligently preparing yourself for them. Work hard on your own needs and your own responsibilities, and that will allow you to be a good mentor to your brothers and sisters, as you will have enough grip on your own life to be able to support them as they grow in life themselves. A good example serves as a deterrent of bad behavior. You don't want your younger brothers and sisters to grow up to be lawbreakers, do you? So obey the law yourself. You don't want them to be involved in wrongdoing and risk-taking and all the bad things that they're going to be tempted with in life. So be a good example yourself. And it is helpful in encouraging brothers and sisters to avoid various future mistakes that they could make. And you have the ability to do that. Do not be afraid to fail in front of your brothers and sisters, because you are going to make mistakes at times. And there are times when you are going to fail. Your sibling may respect you more if you show that you are human just like they are and you are subject to making mistakes. It will also help you to seem to them in their minds to be relatable and to be honest with them. On the other hand, older brothers and sisters can, by their negative behavior, influence in the wrong way their brothers and sisters by teaching them bad behavior and bad attitudes. In 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 33, Paul said, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. A bad sister, a bad brother, and by bad I mean with bad attitudes, and bad actions can influence the younger ones in a wrong way. Bullying is another way that younger brothers and sisters can be negatively affected by an older sibling. abuse or bullying by older brothers and sisters results in various problems for the younger brothers and sisters that are very difficult to deal with and very time consuming to properly deal with. A lot of problems in that, more than we have the time to enumerate this morning. Be a good example to follow. Number four, be compassionate. Show some compassion for one another. In verse 11 of James 5, we count those blessed who endured. You've heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and merciful. If the Lord's full of compassion, would it be good for us to be full of it? It certainly would. Would it help us as brothers and sisters in our sibling relationship? Why, it certainly would. Do you appreciate the compassion and the mercy that the Lord has shown you? Then show compassion and mercy for other people. Comfort your brothers and sisters when they confront a challenge. Comfort them when they fail at something. They're going to fail at something. Not everybody's perfect. Your brothers and sisters will likely experience a very wide range of trials and tribulations, and they may confront a difficult challenge of some kind in their lives, or even fail in their attempts to do something great. What do you want to do, and what do you want to be in that situation when they do fail? Rather than shame them for failure or make them feel bad about messing up, you should comfort them and support them. Comfort them by telling them to keep their head high. Remind them that they will have other opportunities to do better. Speak an encouraging word. Do something special for them to keep them from dwelling on their failure. Do something special for them to cheer them up. You should always be on call. You may not always be there for your brothers and sisters, but make sure they know they're one of your first priorities in life. That's important. They rely on you, so make it easy for them to reach you and communicate you in times when they need to talk to you about something or need to spend some time with you. Where selfishness prevails, there can be no real happiness or no genuine love. Love is always ready to deny self and make sacrifices for other people. Selfishness breeds bad things. It breeds jealousy in people. And jealousy, remember, caused the very first murder in Genesis 4 and verse 1 and following. It is important to express love by kind words and unselfish deeds. And that's compassion. Having compassion for one another, isn't it? Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 8, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. That's compassion, isn't it? Also, be trustworthy. James 5 and verse 12, above all, my brethren, do not swear, neither by heaven or by earth or any such oath or any other oath, but your yes is to be yes, and your no, no, so that you may not fall under judgment. Honesty is an essential part of any healthy relationship. You can't have a healthy relationship with anyone in life without being honest. You won't be able to hold a job down somewhere if you're proven to be dishonest. Your relationships are shattered by dishonesty. This virtue is particularly important among family members and siblings. A good brother or sister should always maintain an open and honest way of treating brother and sister. Always tell the truth. But remember, do it with tact. Don't be brutal with the truth. Don't hurt feelings. Don't cause needless distress among your brothers and sisters. Don't be mean by telling them the truth, but speak the truth. Show some trust in your brothers and sisters. Trust that they will do the right thing There may come a time in life when your brothers and sisters do questionable things. Remember that the only way they can trust them, the only way that they can trust you, I mean, to you to help them, is if you trust them. Stand up for them in awkward or sticky situations. This may be confronting the school bully if he or she starts to pick on your brother or your sister. But above all and in everything, be on the Lord's side. Be on the righteous side. But try to stay on your brother or your sister's side and work with them to resolve any problems or issues that they have with other people. Having your siblings back will show your brother or your sister that you are willing to be there for them and that you are willing to support them in life. Paul said in Ephesians 4 and verse 25, "Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." It's good for us as brothers and sisters to have a mutual respect for each other. In verses 13 and 14 of James 5, "Is any among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is any cheerful? He must sing praises. Is any among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, that they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." What does that have to do with respect? Well, the concept here in James is the respect for the elders. But respect is not strictly confined to the elders. Demonstrate respect for your parents above all. And demonstrate respect for people that are older than you. Sadly to say, I've seen a lot of young people in our modern day who act and talk as if they have absolutely no respect for anyone older than them. And that's a tragedy. Learn to disrespect in your home. Respect your parents. Respect your elders. Be respectful when your parents speak to you. Be polite when you are around other elders, such as your teachers at school or your friends' parents. Maintaining a good relationship with the elders in your life, from your parents to your teachers to your mentors to older people in the church to the eldership in the church, those type of things will help you in life, and it will help you to develop yourself into a good role model for somebody else. It will also demonstrate the importance of respect in the minds of those who are older than you are, and that'll go a long way. You show them a lot of respect, what will they do for you? You won't always see it. They'll appreciate you. They'll use your name in a good way. They'll tell other people about your example. And they'll pray to the Heavenly Father for you. And they will thank God for you. And those are great blessings, aren't they? Don't you think they are? Respect for your brothers and sisters' boundaries and their privacy will earn self-respect for you. And you'll also help them learn their own self-respect. Do not antagonize them by picking on them without their consent. Do not try to force your opinions or ideas on them, and do not try to control their thoughts. Allow them to figure out things and to live a life consistent with their age. Don't force them to grow up too fast. Don't try to make them do adult things when they are children. Let them experience life as a young person, even if it means making mistakes or dealing with conflict. Just be there to support them and let them figure out things on their own. Paul said in Romans 12, verse 10, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor." Peter in 1 Peter 2 and verse 17 says, "Honor all people, Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Those things are very important. Here's one that's really important, I think. Forgive one another. In James 5, 15 and 16, the prayer offered in faith will also restore one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. That's James' take on practical forgiveness. Resolve conflicts between you in a mature way, in an honest way. Though brothers and sisters many times squabble about things, and they have little small fights, you should make a very strong effort to avoid at all costs big fights and big blow-ups and big dramatic arguments with your brothers and sisters. This may mean being the bigger person and letting your brother or sister have their way in some trivial fight. You should also try to offer your brothers and sisters compromise, where you get a little bit of what you want and they get a little bit of what they want. And this way you learn through your relationships with people how to compromise and work things out and get along. Because remember, not everybody in life is just exactly like you are. And you are going to face a lot of people who have a lot of differences from you, the way you think and the way you act in life. You want things to be as good as possible with those if you possibly can. But you want your brother or sister to feel supported and respected by you. And it will also help them learn that they cannot always get their way, which is very important for people to learn. There are some adults that think they must have their way at everything. And they'll cause problems in every relationship, difficulties at work, and they'll split the church wide open if you allow them to. Those things are not good. They need to be corrected in the home. If you're unable to solve a conflict on your own, ask an authority figure for guidance. They can help. An older friend, or an older family member, or a parent. Or if need be, the elders in the local congregation. This will show your younger brothers and sisters that you are not at all afraid to ask for help when it's needed. And we need to do that with one another. Through play and other interaction with their older brothers and sisters, young children learn skills such as conflict resolution, empathy for one another, which can aid them in future social situations. Brothers and sisters, apologize when you are wrong. Learn that. That's a good practice. A good role model is willing to admit when they are wrong and make a sincere apology for their mistake. And if you make a mistake, you should be ready to apologize and acknowledge your misstep. Do this in front of your brothers and sisters. And it will show them the value of an apology and the importance of being humble and honest. And that's what the Lord requires of all of us, isn't it? Even when you are wrong. This will allow your brothers and sisters to see that you are a normal person, making mistakes. And it is essential to acknowledge the mistakes that you make, so that you can move past them. Paul in Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. In Colossians 3, 12 through 13, and here's something that kind of puts the cap on this. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. That's good advice for everybody, isn't it? Great advice for brothers and sisters. And then here's the last thing that we kind of sum up when we get to the end of James 5. He talks about, okay, there's one who strays from the truth, and there's one who turns him back. And let the one who turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. And so that's why I say, brothers and sisters, everybody really, but brothers and sisters, let your priority be save yourself. And then let your second priority be save any and everybody else that you have an opportunity to all the way through life. Relatives of yours or friends of yours or enemies of yours or people in the workplace or people at school, wherever you have that opportunity. We live in this world to be salt and light, bringing glory to Christ. Peter was the one that said, you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may do something. And what does Peter say you should do? Proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Proclaim His excellencies. As brothers and sisters grow up and mature, they remain prominent influences well beyond childhood. Their influence is powerful on those who are watching. Are you interested in helping other people go to heaven? In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16, Paul told Timothy, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and those who hear you. And that's what we're saying. Being a good brother and sister can make a big difference in life for someone else. Though parents can act as good role models, the relationship between siblings is also a key aspect of developing into a responsible person and a successful person in life, in the world, and above all, as a servant of Jesus Christ. You can be a good brother or sister by being patient, by guarding your words very carefully, by being a good example, by being a compassionate person, by being trustworthy, showing respect, forgiving others, and working to save yourself and other people. There are a lot of other ways, I suppose, you could be a good brother and sister, but I think those will cover it for this morning. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that so very much, and I hope this lesson is helpful for you. You're in our assembly today and you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, answering His invitation to be a part of His kingdom. As a Christian, you can be baptized into Christ this very day. You must believe that He is the Son of God. You must be willing to repent of your sins and confess Him before men, being baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. And we can help you with that this very morning. If that's your desire, please come to the front. Tell me about it. While together we stand and encourage you by singing the invitation song. May God bless you is our prayer.